from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Chris Gofor.
Keeping you up to date all weekend long.
This is going to be the best weekend ever!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Game, Chris Gofor in to keep you company on this Sunday afternoon. I hope you're staying cool wherever you are. Hope you're staying hydrated if you got to be outside. By the way, today would be a good day if you've got an elderly relative, you got some older folks living in your neighborhood, today would be a good day to check on them. Make sure they're okay. Make sure they're staying cool. Make sure they're getting plenty to drink. Yeah, it's been hot of late, and Dom and I, we were talking about it. We were talking about it earlier. I guess maybe by the end of this week, we're going to get a little bit of a break from this heat, if you believe what the weather forecast says. But if you've got somebody that's in your neighborhood or in your family, that's it's a good time to check on people. Let's make sure we take care of each other as best we can. We'll get some college football conversations coming up here as we move through this hour. Our buddy Garrett Chapman from 92.9 The Game, but also 24/7 Sports. Garrett covers Georgia Tech for 24/7. We'll talk a little bit about the Jackets with him. We're still about a week away from ACC Media Days, about 20 minutes away from Garrett joining us. Of course, the SEC, they get their media event kicked off tomorrow, so we'll talk about that. We'll get to our college football notebook by the end of the hour, where a college coach is accusing three programs of tampering, trying to get kids into the portal. So we'll get you, we'll bring you that story coming up in a few. For now, though, let's stay with those Atlanta Falcons. Let's play a little game of fill in the blank. I was never very good at this in grade school, so hopefully this goes a little better for me today. Fill in the blank. The 2020 Atlanta Falcons will be blank. The 2024 Atlanta Falcons will be blank. Give us a call. You can weigh in. 404-726-0929. Again, 404-726-0929. You can also find us on X at 929 The Game. You can find me at Chris Goforth 1. The 2024 Atlanta Falcons will be what? Here's one. On X, the 2024 Atlanta Falcons will be refreshing. I like it. I like it. I believe that the 2024 Atlanta Falcons will be a playoff team. That's what I said about this team. I've spent the good portion of the last hour talking about how weak the NFC South is. Falcons have been, remember, this team has been in playoff contention in each of the last 2 years, finishing with 7 wins both times, but they've gone into the month of December with at least a shot of the playoffs. There were playoff hopes December 1 each of the last 2 years, and that was with some shoddy, and I'm being kind when I call it shoddy. There's other words I'd like to use, but we're going to go with shoddy. Some shoddy quarterback play. That part of this team should be improved. The offense should be better. If the defense can get close to what it was last year, and let's face it, the defense didn't suffer any huge player losses after last year. I think the biggest loss on the defensive side of the ball was Ryan Nielsen leaving. And I thought he did a nice job last year of improving this defense and making them better. Jimmy Lake is going to need to come in and have an impact on this defense and have these guys. You don't want to see a regression there. So you at least got to hold on to it from what you had last year. And the main pieces on this defense, we talked about it. They're back. Grady's going to be healthy. Jesse Bates is still here. Troy Anderson will be back from an injury. So the 2024 Atlanta Falcons will be a playoff team. What do you think? Fill in the blank. The 2024 Atlanta Falcons will be blank. Let us know. You can find us on X at 929 The Game. You can find me at ChrisGoforth1. You can also give us a shout here, 404-726-0929. We'll play a little game of fill in the blank. So, Dom, what about you? You finished this. I don't know if you were good at fill in the blank in school or not. It's like seventh grade social studies all over again.
Right.
The 2024 Atlanta Falcons will be what?
The 2024 Atlanta Falcons will be division champs. We'll be division champs.
That's a playoff team.
Yes, that's a playoff team. That is as comfortable and as bold of a take as I will say today before we hit training camp and see them play. But as of right now, the 2024 Atlanta Falcons will be division champs.
That is a that's a playoff team. That is a home playoff game. So I'll take it. 404-726-0929 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's go to Mr. Mays, who is up first. Mr. Mays, what you got for us?
Hey, guys, listen. The 2024 Atlanta Falcon version of football, they're going to be cardiac, guys. And that's not a negative description, because everything that you guys have said, I think it's going to be so. It's going to be like how it happens, though. I think it's going to be really dramatic in a positive way. The Falcons will be cardiac.
I like it, Mr. Mays. So the way I'm seeing what he's saying here is it's going to be Young Wei Koo winning some more games for us. Because, and I'm fine with that. I mean, that guy has been clutch, but I could see that. We could have, this is a young core, especially on offense. Some of these young guys, Atlanta's version of the cardiac kids. I'd be okay with that. Playing a little game of fill in the blank. The 2024 Atlanta Falcons will be blank. Give us your answer. I've got the 2024 Atlanta Falcons as a playoff team. I think that comes through being division champs as well. I don't think you're going to get a wild card out of the South, because I don't think the division is going to be strong enough. Dom agrees. He thinks they're going to be division champs. I think this team's going to be improved on offense. I think the 2024 Atlanta Falcons will result in a team picking in the 20s in next spring's NFL draft. What about you? 404-726-0929. If you want to weigh in while we've got a few more minutes here, you can also find us on Twitter at 929thegame and at ChrisGoforth1. How you think, or what you think, of this Falcons team? Mr. Mays thinks they're going to win some games. He agrees with what Dom and I had to say about it, but He thinks it's going to be about the fashion in which they win. I'm okay with that, by the
way. And I was going to say, in that fashion, like with the whole cardiac word, right? I think that also lends it to more so that, like, just they will be a more entertaining football team to watch, because I think there was a lot of times last year where you just kind of scratched your head with some of the play calling and the results, and it was just because it was a lot of bad football. The Falcons weren't necessarily always that fun to watch. I think it'll be different this year. I think that they will be a lot more entertaining. I think you'll see that stadium filled up a lot more, just because it'll be a style of play, just because offense sells, and I think this team should be very much improved offensively. I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, some more butts in stands and stuff like that this season as well.
I hope that's the case. I mean, I really do. I'm at every home game, and I mean, there were a lot of empty seats all season last year. It wasn't like it was just early in the year, or I mean late in the year, you know, when the team was fading, that there were a lot of empty seats at Mercedes-Benz. There were a lot of empty seats early in the year, and I hope you're right about it. I hope that changes. That was the point, you know, that I was trying to make earlier today when I mentioned the fact that, you know, you move away from Arthur Smith and you go with an offense that's a little more McVay, a little more Shanahan, because I think that's to your point, Dom, that is a little more entertaining to watch. It was a little tough sometimes to watch this offense the last couple of years, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that it was just, I mean, I can't say it enough, that the quarterback play that we have experienced here for the last couple of years. Remember, in what was it, Matt Ryan's final year, remember they couldn't keep Matt upright. That offensive line was a sieve. They get the offensive line settled, and then Marcus Mariota happened, and then Desmond Ridder. So this is the first time that you have had that offensive line, which I think is one of the better offensive lines in the league, have had a decent quarterback to play with. So that is, you know, to me, that's what has me excited. Let's see what this team looks like. They've invested a bunch of draft capital on offensive guys. Bijan, Drake, Pitts. You've developed, for the most part, a homegrown offensive line. You've invested in those guys. You've gone out, you got the free agent quarterback that was available here in Kirk Cousins. There is no reason, unless you just want to be negative about it, there's really no reason not to be positive about where the Falcons are heading into the 24 season. Fill in the blank for me. The 2024 Atlanta Falcons will be blank. On Twitter, @Sun_Azari says the 2024 Falcons will be a top 10 offensive and defensive team. Now, that's bold. I mean, you're going bold. Look, this offense, we've talked about it here the last couple of times, or over the last couple of weeks. I'll be disappointed if this Falcons offense isn't top 10. I think they're that good. The pieces are there. They should be top 10. Now, having said that, I can't go there with the defensive side. I'd love for that to be the case, because let me tell you, if the Falcons are top 10 offense and top 10 defense, don't be making plans for the middle of January, because this team could hang around for a little while. But I'm not there yet with the defensive side of the ball. Now I can get on board with this being a top 10 offense. Let's go to Perry, who's up next. Perry, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Fill in the blank for me. Good, man. The 2024 Atlanta Falcons will be what, Perry?
Well, they're going to be average as usual. They have made some questionable choices, in my opinion, as to draft choices and as far as picking up what I consider damaged goods for what we consider high-dollar money. I think that they didn't give Desmond Ridder a chance with any kind of stability, any kind of coaching. He had Marcus Mariota to follow behind, who could teach him absolutely nothing. I don't recall them ever having any quarterback coach. So I think he got a raw deal, and we ended up with nothing in the end.
Perry, I appreciate the call. Here's the thing about Desmond Ridder in all of this. Desmond Ridder could not process what he was seeing fast enough to be able to get rid of the football. That's the reason why he turned the football over so many times. He was not going to be the answer, and I think that became very apparent probably about 10 games in to last year that this wasn't going to be the answer. I think the Falcons have made a massive upgrade at quarterback. Massive upgrade. Now, talked about this last week. Quarterback's coming back from Achilles. Outside of Dan Marino, the story hasn't been good. But I think Kirk Cousins has more talent than some of those other guys, some of those other quarterbacks that we talked, Trent Dilfer and some of the others, Jim Miller, that had similar injuries and were never, you know, Vinny Testaverde, were never quite able to come back and enjoy the same kind of success. I think Kirk Cousins is a much better quarterback than most of those guys, with the exception of Marino. And Dan Marino came back and was fantastic, about 3 years younger than Kirk Cousins when he had a similar injury. You can continue to hit us up on Twitter if you like, at 929thegame, at ChrisGoforth1. Let's talk a little college football. Garrett Chapman swinging by next. Let's get to it. Sports Radio, 929 The Game, the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talking all things Atlanta sports on the weekends with Chris Goforth.
This weekend on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves and Padres, they are underway from San Diego. We'll keep you updated on that one. I had to do a double take to make sure this is correct. But the A's beat the Phillies today in Philadelphia 18-3. Ouch. So the Braves do have a chance with that Phillies loss to be able to pick up a game if they can close out the first half of the season against the Padres with a win today. Baseball All-Star break begins tomorrow. Let's get back to talking some college football here for a minute. Garrett Chapman from 92.9 The Game. You hear him here. As a matter of fact, you'll hear him coming up at 6 o'clock this evening, but he also covers Georgia Tech for 24/7 Sports, and he's going to spend a few minutes with us. Let's talk a little bit of Georgia Tech football. Garrett, I'm going to jump around a little bit, but you and I, we've been together long enough now. You know that it gets random sometimes, so bear with me. I think what Brent Key did last year, I thought he did a really nice job in coming in. He stabilized things. He raised the talent level at Georgia Tech. And it feels like he's kind of got Georgia Tech back on track a little bit. What does the next step now look like for Georgia Tech football?
Consistency. I mean, that's the number one thing. I mean, that's what Brent Key, when he came and took this job, that's what he wanted to bring to this program. He said that this is a team that was not going to focus on winning championships or anything else right like that right now. It's a team that needs to get back to doing every single day what they can to be a better football program. And he's maintained that message throughout the course of his tenure as head coach. And look, if it wasn't for the fact that Mike Norvell went undefeated last year and won an ACC title, Brent Key's probably your ACC coach of the year last year. At least he's very close to that shortlist. Brom, of course, would be very high on that list too. But look, Brent Key's done a marvelous job. He went and found a dominant quarterback in Haynes King. He went and found a dynamic rushing attack, and the offense is fine. The defense needed some work. It was giving up far too many explosive plays, and you know, the rush defense was dreadful, to say the very least. And I think the influx of talent, I think specifically with the coaching staff, Tyler Santucci hopefully can come in and change some of that. But we'll see what he can do next year. I think this should be a pretty good football team, but it really starts with the dynamic offense, really.
Number one rushing offense in the ACC last year. Jamal Haynes, he's back. You got four of the five offensive linemen back. Can they be that good again on the ground?
Absolutely. They certainly can. I mean, the offensive line is really the thing that takes the cake. I mean, these guys, the big uglies up front. I mean, you've got Chief Wade, the offensive line coach. He came in, and Brent Key, of course, cuts his teeth on the offensive line. He played on the offensive line back in the late 90s for Georgia Tech, and he coached at Alabama, UCF, and all kinds of places, but he's been a stalwart as far as efficiency on the offensive line everywhere he's been. And it's no different at Georgia Tech, and the depth that he has gone and developed at this program has been really good to see. I mean, you saw a converted slot wide receiver in Jamal Haynes, who turns into a 1,000-yard rusher. And then you have Haynes King, who goes off and runs for almost 700 yards last year. That's a dynamic pairing back there. And, I mean, you do have to replace Donta Smith. And, I mean, he's going to be a difficult thing to replace because you have that consistent bruiser back there, and he was a veteran leader for that backfield. But I think that this group should be pretty good. You know, I mean, the rushing attack I fully expect to be pretty solid.
Garrett Chapman, he covers Georgia Tech for 24/7 Sports. He's with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Garrett, also from here at 92.9 The Game. As a matter of fact, you'll hear him following me in about an hour and a half or so from now. So stick around for that. Biggest question mark for Georgia Tech going into the start of fall camp, Garrett, is what?
Defense. I mean, this is a team that really struggled, especially with the rush defense. I mean, they've got some good guys on that defensive line, Zeke Biggers and company, Horace Lockett's there, Makaiah Scott. They've got some dudes there. And at linebacker, they were a bit in flux, you know, until really late in the season, Kyle Eifert came on strong. But it was just the consistency of it. You know, I think that was something that they really struggled with. I mean, it's why they lose games to Bowling Green. It's why they lost to Ole Miss down the stretch. I mean, Boston College, when they came back down to Atlanta after they had the big win at Miami, it was very high highs, like when they beat Miami, when they played really, really well in that first half against Louisville and then fell apart in the second half. And it was just too much riding a wave at Georgia Tech last year. And they need more of that steady hand that Frank Key really wants to establish with that program. And a lot of that is just not allowing as many explosive rushing plays. I mean, that was the biggest thing when we watched that Bowling Green game last year. They couldn't get them off the field. I want to say they were converting like 75% of their third downs that game. And you just can't do that against the best of opponents, much less Bowling Green. So that's really what I want to see from that program this year is just a little bit more consistency, specifically on defense. But then on offense, you could say the same thing about that consistency. The running back room, I mean, it really, really came on strong late in the season. But before that, it really did struggle a little bit. And on top of that, you had turnovers from Haynes King. He had 16 of them, which is the second most in America last year. And if you're throwing for 30, 40 touchdowns or something in a season, that 16 interceptions is forgivable. But that's not really something that you're going to see from this team next year. So you cannot afford to give away possessions like they did last year. It was just far too frequent. So especially with the way that the defense just wasn't able to get off the field. So consistency, absolutely.
Yeah, you talk about the problems they had defensively a season ago. For as good as they were running the football, you hit the nail on the head. They were every bit as bad stopping it. New defensive coordinator, and this is a new scheme now. They're going to go from an odd front to an even front, so you'll see four down linemen this year for Georgia Tech. Can you give us an idea, Garrett, of what you think this defense is going to look like and how you think it will be different?
I mean, just based off of the look, I mean, the formation, like you mentioned, is going to be different. But, I mean, Tyler Santucci, he's a guy who's, I mean, he cut his teeth over there at Duke the last couple of years under Mike Elko. And, I mean, the defense was never the problem at that program. I mean, they did a very good job of developing talent. And, I mean, it's not like Duke recruits at a high level either. A lot of that had to do with what Mike Elko and that sort of culture that they built over there with the Blue Devils. And the hope is for the program here that Tyler Santucci is going to bring some of that over. And that's a team that played hard. They played physical and they wanted to punch you in the mouth. And that's something that Georgia Tech wants to do, but it wasn't something that they really had the guys to do it, you know? And I mean, as far as the way it's going to look different, I mean, I can't really tell you everything about it necessarily. I mean, it's pretty lock and key. As far as like all of the preparations are concerned, but the spring game did give us a bit of an idea. It was very vanilla on offense, but the team flies after the football and just being consistent and making good tackles. That's really what we want to see from that team this year.
Garrett Chapman from 92.9 The Game. He also covers Georgia Tech for 24/7 Sports. He's hanging with us here for a few more minutes. Season opener. It's a conference game. It's against Florida State and it's in Dublin, Ireland.
Sure is.
This is a tough schedule that Tech has got this year. How important will game one be?
Oh, it's everything. I mean, Florida State's a team that I'm fascinated to see how they respond to that drubbing that they had in the Orange Bowl last year against Georgia. And they'll have an opportunity against another Georgia team with Georgia Tech on August 24th. And, I mean, all eyes are going to be on that game because, I mean, it's week zero and that's really the only marquee matchup that I can think of. And look, Georgia Tech has a brutal schedule, and you have to get wins wherever they come up. I think Georgia Tech is going to give Florida State everything that they can handle. I mean, this is a team that's going to be turning over a lot of talent from last year. It's a team that lost its quarterback, and we saw how important the quarterback was. It's why they didn't play in a college football playoff. You know, I mean, but they've got DJU coming in. They've lost both of their top two wide receivers. They lost a running back, and the defense, of course, turned over a lot of talent there, too. It's a gettable game for Georgia Tech. I mean, Florida State's a better football team, but Georgia Tech played with a lot better football teams last year. I mean, we saw what they did against Georgia. We saw what they did against Miami. We saw what they did against North Carolina. I mean, Clemson, that was kind of a brutal game and a dose of reality for them. But, you know, this team plays tough opponents, and they played the tough opponents tough. And I think next year is going to be no different. The game that you really need to circle, though, Chris, is week one, Georgia State, August 31st. Mm. You're going to be coming off of a travel week. It's a team that you're playing one of your former quarterback who's now at Georgia State. You're going to have very little rest very little preparation because of the time changes and everything else. And Georgia State has had that game with Georgia Tech circled. That's their first game of the year. And that's going to be a very interesting one for Georgia Tech. And that is the kind of game that they cannot afford to drop, because then you go down the schedule. I mean, at Syracuse, Fran Brown having his ACC debut, at Louisville, that's going to be a really difficult game. You're at North Carolina, a place that you typically had success, but you know, you and I both know that UNC has that game circled, and they've had it circled since the schedules came out. But then it's Notre Dame. Then it's at Virginia Tech. It's Miami. It's NC State. It's at Georgia. That's one of the toughest schedules in all of college football next year. They have to win every opportunity they can. They cannot drop games like Georgia State or Syracuse or VMI or Duke, things like that. And if they have an opportunity to jump up and catch a Florida State next year, they have to take every opportunity.
You going to Dublin, by the way? Is that in the 24/7 budget?
Well, maybe we could talk to Mike, and maybe he can help me.
It's not in the 92.9 the game budget. I can tell you that. They can't send you to Rome, Georgia here, let alone Dublin, Ireland.
Hey, man, if anybody out there listening right now wants to donate some flight miles, please let me know. At GChapHL on Twitter, hit me up there.
In all seriousness now, if this offense has another good year, and let's say Georgia Tech can get to a bowl game again, what's the likelihood that the offensive coordinator, Buster Faulkner, starts to get some looks as possibly being a head coaching candidate?
Look, this was one of the most explosive teams in America last year. He got head coaching looks last year. I mean, Middle Tennessee State came looking. I feel like Buster Faulkner is going to be one of those hot coaching candidates for the next couple of years, assuming he doesn't take a job this year. I fully expect him to strike while the iron's hot. I mean, Haynes King is a rising redshirt senior, or he should be redshirt junior next year, so he's got two more years to play. Perhaps we see him stickered out and maybe parlay a better job. I mean, he's going to have a ton of talent coming back. I mean, he's got young wide receivers and Malik Rutherford and Eric Singleton. And I mean, Jamal Haynes isn't going anywhere. He's only a junior. Haynes King is going to be around for a little bit longer. Then the offensive line has some depth. So, I mean, as far as guys who are going to be consistent players, he's going to have the guys here to be very good next year. And they're going to be explosive next year. I fully anticipate that. Buster Faulkner, I mean, he's been a fantastic offensive coordinator. He's been a slam dunk, he and Chris Winkie. And I'm very interested to see what Brent Key does to keep him in-house, because that was a big coup to keep him in-house just this year. But you know that a lot of people are going to come looking next year if he continues to have that same level of success.
Finishing up with Garrett Chapman at 92.9 The Game, covers Georgia Tech for 24/7 Sports, spending a few more minutes with us here. I got to ask about Haynes King. 16 interceptions last year. That number for him, Garrett, it's got to come down. Based upon what you saw last year, how much of that was him? Was it about him trying to force throws into coverage? Was it misreads? What's going on with Haynes King?
It was a lot of putting the team on his back and trying to do a little bit too much. I mean, there was the interception against Louisville where he just got hit while he was throwing, and it was the first drive of the game, and he throws an interception, and it wasn't his fault at all. And, I mean, a lot of those were that kind of situation. He tries to be Superman. He's a gunslinger, you know? I mean, it's the same thing that you saw with Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, or a lot of these other guys who, you know, they like to throw the ball down the field, and they like to get it all back in one play, right? I mean, and that's just sort of the gunslinger mentality, and Haynes King is no different. He's a guy who thinks he can make every throw on a football field. He's a guy who, you know, I mean, in some of these games here, like Boston College, he had a couple of interceptions in that one, and that one was, he was just trying to get it all back at once, and he just, it was a learning curve for him a little bit. I mean, it was, you have to remember, I mean, this is a guy who was a heralded recruit coming out of high school, and then he gets hurt. And he has a couple big games, and then he gets hurt again. You know, I mean, this is he doesn't have a ton of starting experience. He's a bit. But as far as coming in and being that consistent guy and trying to be a consistent leader on this team and everything else, I mean, last year was really the first dose of that for Haynes King. And you saw it with the interception numbers, and I think you'll see an improvement from that this year.
Garrett Chapman, 92.9 The Game, also from 24/7 Sports, where he covers Georgia Tech, and you can hear more of Garrett coming up 6 o'clock this evening. Appreciate it, man. Miss you. We got to do this more often.
We'll talk.
All right, man. Garrett Chapman, check him out again. He'll be following me today, and more of that kind of stuff from Garrett. So stick around for that coming up. We'll get to our college football notebook. Jay Norvell, the head coach at Colorado State, having some words this week at the Mountain West Conference Media Days. We'll tell you about that. He says a couple of teams trying to poach his players. Talk about that when we come back. Chris Goforth hanging out with you on this Sunday. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Live Atlanta Sports Talk on the weekends.
That's right, for the whole weekend.
Back to more Chris Goforth
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate Garrett giving us a little bit of time. I did want to get to a little bit of some stuff about Georgia Tech today while we had the chance. We'll turn our focus back to the SEC to kick off the 5 o'clock hour. Lynn Scarborough from Lindy's College Football Preview Magazine. He is in Dallas. He is ready for SEC Media Days that gets underway tomorrow. We visited with Lynn back during the 2 o'clock hour. If you missed it, fear not. We'll bring it to you again. We talked with Lynn. I think Georgia is being picked to be number one. I think that's pretty much a given. I think Texas is going to end up number two. I would think if they had this anywhere other than in Dallas, where you're probably going to get a lot of Texas media that will probably choose the Longhorns to be number two, if not number one. So I think if it wasn't for that, you'd probably see Georgia be number one by a wide divide, a wide margin. But I don't know that that's going to necessarily be the case when the predicted order of finish comes out this week. Let's hop into our college football notebook. I want to get to Jay Norvell and his comments this week at the Mountain West Media Days. But first, latest rumor, if you have not heard, and this really kind of came across my radar really in the last, I don't know, 24 to 36 hours, that Clemson and Florida State and the Big 12. So the Big 12, they've already added Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah. Now they are said to have interest in Clemson and Florida State. First thing I thought of here is Florida State going up against Colorado and Coach Prime. There'd be some interest there. I really think that regardless of in Clemson and Florida State, they make no mistake about it. They want to get out of the ACC. I mean, I just there's too much smoke. They want to get out. And I really think whether it's the Big Ten, like has been talked about, the SEC, like it's been talked about, or now the Big 12, I think it really comes down to private equity money, honestly. If Clemson and Florida State, if they can get the private equity funding, that would give them the money to be able to pay the exit fee and give the finger to the ACC on their way out the door. Right. Brett Yormark, the commissioner of the Big 12, said at their media days this past week, they've gone from 10 to 16 teams, but it's not over. He said, and quote, "I guess you could say we are still open for business. This is not the time to press pause." So it appears that the Big 12 is trying to do what they can to lure Clemson and Florida State. And when I first heard this, I thought, man, there's nothing to this. This is some pie in the sky rumor. This is some stuff that some guy has dreamed up. That's not this is being reported on by incredible people, including our friend Ross Dellinger of Yahoo has done a lot of work on this, and there's something to this. Now, we don't know what's going to happen. I think in terms of what the outcome is going to be, I think that part is pure speculation. But there's something to this. Now, we'll see what Clemson and Florida State elect to do. The obvious thing to me, as we continue to hear about the private equity firms and wanting to essentially own, for lack of, I mean, that's what they're doing. They're owning businesses. They would own your college football program. That kind of money would be what it would take to be able to get Florida State or a Clemson out of this agreement with the ACC. Because this has gone on so long now. I think there's been so many lawyers that have looked at this. Wes Durham told us here 2 years ago, and Wes obviously very tied in and connected with the ACC. He said, you know, from what he had heard, from what he had been told, that grant of rights that the ACC has is pretty rock solid. And I think there's been enough lawyers and attorneys that have looked at it now long enough. There is not a way out of this. I mean, they're trying to challenge it. They're not going to win the challenge. So the only way to get out of this, if you're Florida State and Clemson and you want to leave, you write a check. And getting that money from a private equity is probably going to be the quickest way to be able to get there. So if you just when you thought maybe things were going to level off for a little while in college football, oh no. Oh no. There's more coming. There's more coming. Jay Norvell, who is the head coach at Colorado State, he was at Mountain West Media Days last week. Norvell shared a conversation that he had with Braden Fowler Nicolosi, who is his quarterback. Nicolosi threw for 3,600 yards last year. Norvell says that Braden Fowler Nicolosi shared with him that someone at Kansas State offered him $600,000 to enter the portal after they lost Will Howard in the portal to Ohio State. Jay Norvell said, quote, "If you have enough evidence, you can prove it, but a smoking gun is a smoking gun." He said a guy at Kansas State called and offered him $600,000 because they lost your quarterback if he got into the portal. I'm not accusing Kansas State of anything. I'm just telling you what the kid told me. So if they don't want their name thrown in it, then they should probably get a handle on their people. But there's a lot of that going on in college football. That's just the way things are right now. And that's Jay Norvell, the head coach at Colorado State, whose quarterback, according to him, was offered $600,000 to get into the portal by Kansas State after they lost Will Howard to Ohio State. Norvell also said that SEC programs, Ole Miss and Texas A&M, have registered to enter the portal as well. Now, he does not give a dollar amount, but he does name names. I mean, Jay Norvell, he is, he's going scorched earth here, dropping names. Kansas State offered his quarterback $600,000 to get in the portal. Ole Miss and Texas A&M, they've tried to entice players on their roster to get into the portal as well. Look, we're going to see more of this. And this isn't an isolated incident, and it's not isolated to just the sport of football. Yeah, I told you guys a story, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago now, about a Division II basketball coach who told me that a Division I basketball coach was on his campus recruiting one of his guys. And it was Chaney Johnson. That was the kid. And I asked him, I said, well, where did he end up going? He said, well, he went to Auburn. Because he got $300,000 in NIL money to go to Auburn. So that's what's happening. It's not just in the SEC. It's happening all over the place. And again, it's not just football now. It's probably more prolific in football and men's basketball than it is anyplace else. But it's out there. And this is not, this is where we are, and this is the future of the sport. You know, I have said for a long time, I felt like one of the problems that college basketball has suffered from and the popularity of college basketball is not what it once was nationwide. And I've always thought that for a long time that it had to do with the transient nature of the sport. Guys transfer so much. Well, now we're going through that with college football. You can't keep up with who's who because guys are transferring now, A, because of the portal, but also, as we see, they're being enticed now because of money. We're going to replay our interview earlier that we did with Lynn Scarborough. And one of the things that Lynn and I, and we've talked about it before, I don't know that we got into it much in this conversation, but Lynn's been on with us before this summer, is the unintended consequences of what's happening in college sports. And a part of that is the travel for schools now that we have conferences that literally spread out from coast to coast. So the ACC, they've added Cal, they've added Stanford. So get a load of this. Cal football is set to travel 20,720 miles this fall. That is just about 83% or about 4,000 miles short of the entire circumference of Earth. The planet is a little less than 25,000 miles. 24,901 miles. This comes from footballscoop.com. It's an interesting story. If Cal makes the ACC championship game, they would have to travel from California to Charlotte. That's another 4,000 plus miles. That means that they would travel more than the entire circumference of the earth to play football before. Cal is going to travel across 26 different time zones during their travels this fall as well. Hey, I mentioned it earlier about Dylan Gabriel, the Oregon quarterback. He is now the favorite, the betting favorite, to win the Heisman Trophy. He's moved past Carson Beck at Georgia and Quinn Ewers at Texas. Not often that we have that. Real quick, EA Sports College Football 25, 5 days away, baby. 2 days away. Tuesday, three-day early access is available through the Deluxe Edition. Game can still be pre-ordered anytime, but it will be released on July the 19th. EA Sports College Football 25 for PlayStation 5, for Xbox Series X and S. So there you have it. I know you're there's a whole bunch of guys in their 40s and 50s that are looking forward to this. And I'm assuming some of you younger guys are as well. Let's talk a little more college football. Our buddy Lynn Scarborough from Lindy's, he joins us to kick off our final hour together. Chris Goforth in on this Sunday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Hang on.
Live Atlanta Sports Talk on the weekends.
That's right, for the whole weekend.
Back to more Chris Goforth
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate Garrett giving us a little bit of time. I did want to get to a little bit of some stuff about Georgia Tech today while we had the chance. We'll turn our focus back to the SEC to kick off the 5 o'clock hour. Lynn Scarborough from Lindy's College Football Preview Magazine. He is in Dallas. He is ready for SEC Media Days that gets underway tomorrow. We visited with Lynn back during the 2 o'clock hour. If you missed it, fear not. We'll bring it to you again. We talked with Lynn. I think Georgia is being picked to be number one. I think that's pretty much a given. I think Texas is going to end up number two. I would think if they had this anywhere other than in Dallas, where you're probably going to get a lot of Texas media that will probably choose the Longhorns to be number two, if not number one. So I think if it wasn't for that, you'd probably see Georgia be number one by a wide divide, a wide margin. But I don't know that that's going to necessarily be the case when the predicted order of finish comes out this week. Let's hop into our college football notebook. I want to get to Jay Norvell and his comments this week at the Mountain West Media Days. But first, latest rumor, if you have not heard, and this just really kind of came across my radar really in the last, I don't know, 24 to 36 hours, that Clemson and Florida State and the Big 12. So the Big 12, they've already added Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah. Now they are said to have interest in Clemson and Florida State. First thing I thought of here is Florida State going up against Colorado and Coach Prime. There'd be some interest there. I really think that regardless of in Clemson and Florida State, they make no mistake about it. They want to get out of the ACC. I mean, I just there's too much smoke. They want to get out. And I really think whether it's the Big Ten, like has been talked about, the SEC, like it's been talked about, or now the Big 12, I think it really comes down to private equity money, honestly. If Clemson and Florida State, if they can get the private equity funding, that would give them the money to be able to pay the exit fee and give the finger to the ACC on their way out the door. Right. Brett Yormark, the commissioner of the Big 12, said at their media days this past week, they've gone from 10 to 16 teams, but it's not over. He said, and quote, "I guess you could say we are still open for business. This is not the time to press pause." So it appears that the Big 12 is trying to do what they can to lure Clemson and Florida State. And when I first heard this, I thought, man, there's nothing to this. This is some pie in the sky rumor. This is some stuff that some guy has, you know, has dreamed up. That's not the, I mean, this is being reported on by incredible people, including our friend Ross Dellinger of Yahoo, has done a lot of work on this. And there's something to this. Now, we don't know what's going to happen. I think in terms of what the outcome is going to be, I think that part is pure speculation. But there's something to this. Now, we'll see what Clemson and Florida State elect to do. The obvious thing to me, as we continue to hear about the private equity firms and wanting to essentially own, for lack of, I mean, that's what they're doing. They're owning businesses. They would own your college football program. That kind of money would be what it would take to be able to get Florida State or a Clemson out of this, agreement with the ACC. Because this has gone on so long now. I think there's been so many lawyers that have looked at this. Wes Durham told us here 2 years ago, and Wes obviously very tied in and connected with the ACC. He said, you know, from what he had heard, from what he had been told, that grant of rights that the ACC has is pretty rock solid. And I think there's been enough lawyers and attorneys that have looked at it now long enough. There is not a way out of this. I mean, they're trying to challenge it. They're not going to win the challenge. So the only way to get out of this, if you're Florida State and Clemson and you want to leave, you write a check. And getting that money from a private equity is probably going to be the quickest way to be able to get there. So if you just when you thought maybe things were going to level off for a little while in college football, oh, no. Oh, no. There's more coming. There's more coming. Jay Norvell, who is the head coach at Colorado State, he was at Mountain West Media Days last week. Norvell shared a conversation that he had with Braden Fowler Nicolosi, who is his quarterback. Nicolosi threw for 3,600 yards last year. Norvell says that Braden Fowler Nikoloski shared with him that someone at Kansas State offered him $600,000 to enter the portal after they lost Will Howard in the portal to Ohio State. Jay Norvell said, quote, "If you have enough evidence, you can prove it, but a smoking gun is a smoking gun." He said a guy at Kansas State called and offered him $600,000 because they lost your quarterback if he got into the portal. I'm not accusing Kansas State of anything. I'm just telling you what the kid told me. So if they don't want their name thrown in it, then they should probably get a handle on their people. But there's a lot of that going on in college football. That's just the way things are right now. And that's Jay Norvell, the head coach at Colorado State, whose quarterback, according to him, was offered $600,000 to get into the portal by Kansas State after they lost Will Howard to Ohio State. Norvell also said that SEC programs, Ole Miss and Texas A&M, to enter the portal as well. Now, he does not give a dollar amount, but he does name names. I mean, Jay Norvell, he is, he's going scorched earth here, dropping names. Kansas State offered his quarterback $600,000 to get in the portal. Ole Miss and Texas A&M, they've tried to entice players on their roster to get into the portal as well. Look, we're going to see more of this. And this isn't an isolated incident, and it's not isolated to just the sport of football. Yeah, I told you guys a story, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago now, about a Division II basketball coach who told me that a Division I basketball coach was on his campus recruiting one of his guys. And it was Chaney Johnson. That was the kid. And I asked him, I said, well, where did he end up going? He said, well, he went to Auburn because he got $300,000 in NIL money to go to Auburn. So that's what's happening. It's not just in the SEC. It's happening all over the place. And again, it's not just football now. It's probably more prolific in football and men's basketball than it is anyplace else. But it's out there, and this is where we are, and this is the future of the sport. You know, I have said for a long time, I felt like one of the problems that college basketball has suffered from, and the popularity of college basketball is not what it once was nationwide. And I've always thought that for a long time that it had to do with the transient nature of the sport. Guys transfer so much. Well, now we're going through that with college football. You can't keep up with who's who because guys are transferring now, A, because of the portal, but also, as we see, they're being enticed now because of money. We're going to replay our interview earlier that we did with Lynn Scarborough. And one of the things that Lynn and I, and we've talked about it before, I don't know that we got into it much in this conversation, but Lynn's been on with us before this summer, is the unintended consequences of what's happening in college sports. And a part of that is the travel for schools now that we have conferences that literally spread out from coast to coast. So the ACC, they've added Cal, they've added Stanford. So get a load of this. Cal football is set to travel 20,720 miles this fall. That is just about 83% or about 4,000 miles short of the entire circumference of Earth. The planet is a little less than 25,000 miles. 24,901 miles. This comes from footballscoop.com. It's an interesting story. If Cal makes the ACC championship game, they would have to travel from California to Charlotte. That's another 4,000-plus miles. That means that they would travel more than the entire circumference of the earth to play football before. Cal is going to travel across 26 different time zones during their travels this fall as well. Hey, I mentioned it earlier about Dylan Gabriel, the Oregon quarterback. He is now the favorite, the betting favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. He's moved past Carson Beck at Georgia and Quinn Ewers at Texas. Not often that we have that. Real quick, EA Sports College Football 25, 5 days away, baby. 2 days away. Tuesday, 3-day early access is available through the Deluxe Edition. Game can still be pre-ordered anytime, but it will be released on July the 19th. EA Sports College Football 25 for PlayStation 5, for Xbox Series X and S. So there you have it. I know you're there's a whole bunch of guys in their 40s and 50s that are looking forward to this. And I'm assuming some of you younger guys are as well. Let's talk a little more college football. Our buddy Lynn Scarborough from Lindy's, he joins us to kick off our final hour together. Chris Goforth in on this Sunday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Hang on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.